See it, feel it, taste it, and live it. Get ready for Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger, joined by Dr. Pat. Healthy living can begin at any stage in your life. You need to have clarity on where you are and where you want to be. Whether you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or onward, you can still create beneficial habits that will help you on your path to ageless living. The ability to make our lives better lives in each and every one of us. Transcend beyond what you believe you can do and find out what you really can do. Can you keep up? Keeping Up with Barbara starts now.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Welcome to, listen, this is Keeping Up with Barbara. I'm Dr. Pat, and we get to share this journey together. Today, I want to tap into something, and Barbara has a lot to share. Why? Because we're in a space right now where change and transformation, even at the smallest levels, are so important in life. But what are you bringing to the table? Are you bringing optimism to the table? Are you bringing that I can do it attitude to the table? Or does it get tough sometimes and you're ready to throw into the towel? Well, I got to tell you, anybody watching the WNBA women's basketball draft, I'm telling you, folks, those ladies did not throw in the towel. Never in our history have we seen more records broken when people said they couldn't, more things being achieved, more tickets sold. I even went to buy a ticket to the Seattle Storm, and I could not get tickets in the history. So what is it about these women that raised the bar? Well, Barbara Scheidegger is going to tell you about what it is for all of you to raise the bar, and it's yes, I can. So how do you keep up in the ageless zone? What is it you want to know, and what is it you want to do? But I want to say this about Barbara, a certified clinical hypnotherapist, NLP master, CEO, entrepreneur of a multi-million dollar company, somebody that is out there helping people, and that is her number one goal. But today, it's to share with all of you how you could become a champion in your own life. And this is what she's been working for. This is what she's been doing. And what we're looking at now are more people, especially those of us that would think we just throw that towel in some days, just give it up. She's here to tell us, wait, don't do that yet. Keeping Up in the Ageless Zone is this episode, and you're going to hear about her phenomenal 21-day program. Why? Because she's creating a movement. Barbara, it's great to have you. I mean, look, I'm not kidding when I'm talking about this women's basketball draft last night. But what I want to say about it was game-changing minimally. It was groundbreaking beyond anything anybody could have imagined in the sport. There has never been a time in history when more records have been broken, more seats have been sold, more women in this area have been acknowledged, and their coaches. Coaches that have been in this game for a really long time. And I bet if you said to them, step in the ageless zone, yes, you can, all of those coaches would say to you, yes, I am. What do you think about that, Barbara?
Oh, absolutely. And they are. They are not holding back. You know, it's like Babe Ruth said, it's hard to beat the person who never gives up. So it is a mind game. It is basically not listening to the society anymore. It's looking into ourselves and see how far can I go? What can I do? Even though they tell me I can't, you shouldn't, you're too old, you're too young, you're too big, you're too tall. There's always a reason not to do it. The fact is, do we accept that really? Is this really me? I am not able to do this? Or you just think, well, when I look at her and you judge me, she's never able to do that because of whatever that is. We have to eliminate and ignore what other people say of us. We have to look in ourselves and say, well, yes, I can do it. Absolutely. Look, I'm listening to a lot of those TED Talks and advisory speech, and they always come up with rules. Rule number one, this. Rule number two, and rule number three, be happy. Rule number four, get rid of the past. rule number four, five, move on. Yeah. And I listened to one even, there were 12 rules. You definitely need to keep track on that. And I say, rules, fine. I understand we need to be happy. I need, or we want to be happy. We want to make change. But they throw out the rules, but nobody really tells you how to do it. How do I get there? What do I do? What are the rules? Where can I read that? Do I follow these rules? Or do I have to follow what's good for me? So it's not a rule. These are facts. You need to be stable, you need to be mobile, and you need to be flexible. So beginning how to do that, how to get where you want to go, it's paying attention to your thoughts. Every thought that you have in your mind creates a picture. And that picture creates a reaction in your body and in your mind or outside. And then we get focused on it. And we live in some, we imagine something that's not even happening. If this is a good imagination, if this is a good picture, and you tell yourself, this is my goal, that's where I want to go, fine. But most of the people think first, what's the worst scenario? And they think it, they imagine it, they get the feelings of it. And they go through the emotions and they feel like this is the worst that's always going to happen. And the whole body sinks back and, oh yeah, this is going to happen. How do you know? They say, what I just read, 85% of the things we're imagining in the negative way is not even going to happen. So why not starting now? Imagining the good, just concentrating on the good and living through and making a plan, because you don't make a plan when something negative is going to happen. You're just imagining it and you get the emotions. But when you want something, it is to imagine it and then start the plan. You have to focus on what you want. And that's what I'm saying. All these rules, all these things they throw out, you have to, you should, and do, and this. Well, out of my own experience, when I had myself, I was almost on rock bottom and I didn't know what to do. I went to a psychiatrist or a psychiatrist, psychologist, sorry. I don't
Right.
remember.
Psychologist.
When I got in, it was first of all, they looked, I had to tell them my story, and said, oh, yeah. It's the father, it's the mother, it's all, oh, your childhood, you grew up with eight kids, I understand. And they brought me back in the past, which I really didn't want to. And it brought me resentment of people I loved. And then it came up, but now you have to do this, pack your bag, leave your home, rent the apartment, do this. And I said, I know what I have to do. I know exactly what I have to do, but I need help. I do need help to have the courage to do it. And nobody could walk me through that until somebody told me, why don't you hypnotherapy? And that was the biggest turning point in my life when I went in and had to access my unconscious mind and see that the truth, what I'm holding back.
How did
No.
that help you, Barbara? How did hypnotherapy help you? Because now I announced that you are a certified clinical
Yeah.
hypnotherapist, but you're so much more. But was that a turning point for you when you decided to go get that help and you said, look, I've discovered hypnotherapy? But let's take a minute to talk about that for you and your goal and your life, because it seemed like this was a real turning point for you. Well, two things. One, you asked for help. Two, you did something about it. And three, you found one of the most powerful ways to change. What was that like for you?
It was a big awakening without drugs, without being depressed, without alcohol. It was a relief, complete relief to understand that I'm in charge of myself. I make the decision, and I make the decision also how I want to feel. And through hypnotherapy, even the first session, it was a I just my whole body reacted in a very positive way. My mind, my body, suddenly, my unconscious mind were in sync. And through that, in that state of being, you're in therapy, you see the truth, you face the truth. But you have to see as it is, not the way you wanted to see it. So it helped me tremendously. So that's why I went and studied
Well,
it.
studied it. Well, studied it and became certified clinical hypnotherapist. We're going to take a short break because when we come back, we're going to really dig deeper into this. You know, one of the things that you discover, and I can't wait to hear your story about this, is the things that I believe you discovered is what a few of us have discovered. And that is the personal meaning of yes, I can. And when we come back, not only did this change your life, but I want to go back to something you said. I can't remember your exact words, but I think, well, these are my words because I've been there down and out. Like, I don't know if you were down and out in LA, but I was down and out in New York, right? But when we are down and out, how can we learn some things to elevate ourselves, to put ourselves up? And I did start the show talking about these amazing women, not just Caitlin Clark, but all of them. If you saw them last night, and you saw them come up in that draft, and you saw the way they looked, their confidence, you know, everything about them. Then why isn't it we don't appreciate them by paying them what they're worth? You know why? Because Barbara's going to talk about this too. What is it that we have to do to understand what our value is and go after it? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more from Barbara Scheidegger. But more importantly, please go to the website, barbarascheidegger.com or theagelesszone.com or keepingupwithbarbara.com. There are a lot of ways you're going to get to contact Barbara. Also, you'll be able to chat with her, schedule sessions, find out about her 21-day program, because we're going to talk about that today. How do you develop something? If you've been down and out in LA, how do you rise up? I mean, what? How do you rise up and create the kind of platform that Barbara has created? Well, I'm not going to answer that question. I know she will, though. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
See it, feel it, taste it, and live it. Watch Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger, joined by Dr. Pat. Healthy living can begin at any stage in your life. Whether you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or onward, you can begin your journey to ageless living. Choose to keep up with Barbara and live your life to the fullest. Step into the ageless zone. Watch Keeping Up with Barbara every first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And to learn more about Barbara, visit barbarascheidegger.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Look, you're listening to Keeping Up with Barbara. Today, we're looking at keeping up in the ageless zone, but this is more about look, what are you getting to run your life? Today's episode is about 21 days to Yes, I Can, but let's just start with day one of Yes, I Can, because that's where we're starting. You know, Barbara, you mentioned earlier that you were pretty much at a bottom at some point in time in your life, and you went and got some help, hypnotherapy. But
It's
that didn't stop you.
no, it is because I knew, what struck me also, and I just saw that from Albert Einstein, learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. So I've learned the do's and not the ones I should do, and it's really in order to break an unwanted habit and to form a new one, you have to live in the moment. It's now, not in the past, not in the future, now. And that's being in the zone, that nothing holds you back, not your age, not your physical being, or the neighbors or the kids, just you. And that's the important part. We need to be in the moment and look at your life. What do you like and what you don't like? What do you want to change? Where do you want to go? I really had to understand myself after my breakdown, after my divorce and just not in the business anymore, or and there were other obstacles, and I just felt so sorry for myself. You know, it's the poor me. Oh, I do me. Why couldn't it work out? And until I realized, hey, girl, wake up. It was your decision. It's now. What can you do now? Yeah, you can be feel sorry for yourself and be miserable for the rest of your life, but this is your choice. What other choice do you have? To build myself up, create a new life, create new habits, form new habits. And I knew it's not going to be an overnight fix, but being in the moment, in the now, is important. And what does that actually mean? What means is looking at this moment and in your life. What do you like about it, and what you don't like about it?
Oh.
And then how do you want to be? And that's the important part. How do you want to be? Where do you want to be? And then we have to, until we have to know, we have to figure out. This is very important to know what you want. Otherwise, you're all scattered out.
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, yeah, I want to be me first. And what does me want? I want to be healthy. I had to go dig back because I have suddenly my blood pressure went up and my cholesterol went up. Everything was like a firework. So I had to see, how do you want to take care of that? So I looked at it, I looked it up, and I knew what that I have to go back to yoga. I knew I have to change my eating habits. I knew I need to move again. And I knew I have to talk to like-minded people. And when I did my hypnosis session and I felt so good, I surrounded myself with people who understood.
Yeah.
They didn't think I'm nuts, I'm crazy. Now hypnosis, and you're a witch, you're this, which hypnosis is so old. Everybody's born in a state of hypnosis, and we get conditioned during the day, during our lives, without even knowing it. And that's why we get in trouble. People can, we're very suggestible sometimes when we don't feel good, and something goes in, oh, you're not good enough, or you're stupid, or you're too big, you're tall. And that suddenly sticks with us. We get conditioned to it, and
Yeah.
we hold on this unconsciously. So when I say, look on your in your life, and how can you form new habits and let go of old habits, is looking into it and say, I don't like this behavior of mine. It's always easy to say, I don't like how she be or he behaves. And look at yourself, look in the mirror. And I had that discussion with someone else the other day when she called me. First, she asked me, how are you doing? I had a minute to say, I'm doing fine. And then she went on, oh, this person did this to me, and I did this. And she went on and on and on and said, so everybody does stuff to you? Who is the person there who gets it? She said, me. I said, well, now look at what's happening, what you're doing, why people react to you like this. And I pointed things out. You know, you're talking too much, you're judging. Look in the mirror, I had to say. Look in the mirror
You know,
and see what it
Barbara,
is.
I was looking at I was looking at your starting point after at the point in time you're referring to right now, right? Where you weren't down and out anymore. You weren't down and out in LA anymore. You picked yourself up. And I was going over your 21-day program, and I wanted to read this because out of this you created Let It Go Hypnosis, Living Without Age.
Yeah.
Out of this. So I just want to be very clear that the barber we see today, you imported Yes, I Can into your own consciousness,
Oh, I have that too.
right? And out of that, you started to create things. You formed your own company, Let It Go Hypnosis. And then you started to teach other people. You started to work with other people. And you see, somebody said to me, believe it or not, I get the weirdest comments made to me. And of course, you probably do too. And you will get a lot more. The more visible we get, the more stuff people say to us, right?
Course.
Somebody asked me, what qualified you to help people change their behavior? What qualified you? Now, typically, you go to the ego and you defend yourself and you start to, I said, my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what we're talking about. Not only all of the things you've done, your credentials, everything you've NLP master. Of course, those are credentials, but it was your life experience that makes you so good at what you do.
And this is what I want to bring on people. I went through that. I know how it feels. And it took me a long time to get out of it, because I needed to find the right way. And today, and I was also a little bit my ego, don't ask for help. Don't ask for help. Don't tell people how it's going on, what's going on. No, go and ask for help. Go and tell people exactly how you feel and what's going on in your life, and you'll be surprised how many people can relate to you and say, wow, I had the same experience. I'm in the same situation. Let's help each other. I did this. Why can you, what do you think? Or do you want to try that? We can sit down then and talk about it. And that's that to me. I found that, and that to me was a big relief to understand I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who was called
Right,
stupid. I'm not the only
right.
one who was called, oh, you're naive and look at you. And it was always put down. There's so many. And today it's like this helped me so much to talk to others, and we lifted each other up. That's why I made that decision. Look, we can help each other. Don't be afraid to talk about it. And laugh about the day you got over your hump, over your obstacles, over me, over the poor me, when you start laughing about those things you did in the past and say, oh my God. I did this. I can't believe that I believed that. I can't believe that I did that. I never wanted to do that. Why did I do that then? Because it was expected. And I wanted to please that person. I wanted to, blonde hair, red hair, short hair, long hair, getting in shape until I realized. It's not me.
Yeah.
It's that person who is never happy. Now I'm not happy either anymore because it's not me anymore. And then I had to make that change. And during that change was really a lifestyle change. And I'm not saying it was hard, but I had a plan. I wanted to be again myself. I want to be confident about myself. I wanted to love myself, and I saw my self-worth. And that's what when the under when I understood my self-worth, that I understood now I'm there. And what I can help with the 21-day program is the constant we need to make a change. And people have their thoughts, They get up in the morning. It's almost like the New Year's resolution. They say, I make a change, I make a change. it's too hard. And we're going back to the old habit. Why? Because we are afraid that of the road we take, and we are fearful to fail. And there's no, I mean, I went down a few times. I had to make changes. I didn't look at it as a failure. I looked at it as a lesson that, whoops, this is not going to happen again. And I made a change. So to me, if you want to start today already, start writing down, make a plan, write down what you dislike in your life. Like, write down what you like in your life. And write down what you want now. Where do you want to go? The writing down, I'm saying, don't write it down on the computer. Write it down yourself so it goes directly in your unconscious mind. Yeah. And then we look at these three columns. I mean, the dislike, we go and say, no more, no more, no more, no more. What I like in my life, I can use this to move forward. I can take this a step further, and then you look, where do you want to be, and what do you like in your life? How can you apply that in your next step? And that's why I'm saying, you have to know what you want. You have to be stable. You have to stand straight on that. This is what I want. It's not negotiable. This is exactly what I want.
Oh.
Okay, now this is what I want. Now you have to become mobile. I move forward. I have my plan. This goes perfectly. No. Now we have to become flexible and do the detours. And
oh
that's
my
what
gosh.
It is. But I don't know, I said that Kobe Bryant said, always keep going, always. No
yes.
matter what happened, the storm eventually will end. And when the storm ends, you have to be ready.
Yeah. Barbara, we're going to take a short break because, look, we're going to talk about this in more depth. Because when we come back, we're going to talk about the quantum element of what Barbara has put into her work. And what I mean by that is, when you're talking about keeping up in the ageless zone, there's a quantum element. What does that mean? That means that there are things that happen exponentially. But if you're like me, you have a coach. Well, actually, if you're like me, you have a bunch of coaches. But I will tell you that outside of that, you have a conversation with Barbara. She can pinpoint in a minute what you need to do now. Yeah, that's what she does. You can schedule a session. She'll do that. That's not going to get you lasting change. We know that. Those of us that are out here today talking about anything, we know we have had to do repetition, change all habits. And when we come back, you're going to hear about how Barbara takes her plan, how she takes those three elements, builds them, brings them into your life, and creates movement, flexibility, and I'm just telling you, get ready for this, everybody. Stability, mobility, and flexibility in the yes, I can energy of that thing she told you to write down on a piece of paper. Why? Because those are the Caitlin Clarks of the world. These are the people you read about. This is why you stop at the grocery store and you pick up that magazine. You're looking, what is, are you a Swiftie? You're looking at what she's doing today. Why? Because there's something about that energy you want in your own life so you can do something. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and more. Please go to theagelesszone.com. Click on any button there. You can schedule a call with Barbara. When we come back, you're going to hear about how do we do this in the current state of things, the world of chaos. One last note. If you do break up with someone, if you're kind of like me, don't do what I did. Do not play Lady Antebellum's Need You Now song repetitively. That is not the way to do it. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Feel it, taste it, and live it. Watch Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger, joined by Dr. Pat. Healthy living can begin at any stage in your life. Whether you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or onward, you can begin your journey to ageless living. Choose to keep up with Barbara and live your life to the fullest. Step into the ageless zone. Watch Keeping Up with Barbara every first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And to learn more about Barbara, visit barbarascheidegger.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Look, we're talking about making change in your life. It's not going to take 10 years. That's not what we're talking about. But it's not going to take 10 minutes either. Yes, you can make a 10-minute adjustment, and Barbara can help you do that immediately. Please schedule your discovery session with Barbara now. Go to theagelesszone.com, barbarascheidegger.com, also keepingupwithbarbara.com. All of that will get you there. Barbara, before the break, what I said is, look, people say we live in a world where so many things are happening, a dynamic. Some people will even call it chaos. However, let's just be very clear. I keep referring to the women's basketball because those women are in the headlines right now. But I want to say something, and I want you to really talk to this. Caitlin Clark and some of the other ladies that you saw last night, they talked about being 2 years old and having a dream. You heard them say, when I was four, I was very clear. I wanted to be where I am today. You see that? There was such clarity. Now, a lot of hard work, a lot of discipline. I was talking to my coach the other day, and one of his primary points of his coaching platform is self-discipline. And I'm telling you, I got schooled on that yesterday. But let's talk about you, your program. Yes, I can. The 21-day Keeping Up in the Ageless Zone program. These things are to help people create lasting change. Tell us how we go about that.
Well, it starts, like I said in the beginning, we need to figure out what you want. It has been always something that you wanted, or you want to change, and how this change has to look. If it's like I said, breaking up a friendship, partnership, which is always very hard because we always think we cannot do this because we have responsibility. This person, I know this person for 20 years, and I need to know. We spent time together. We had a history and this. But if this relationship cost you your self-worth, your self-esteem, and your self-love, do you really want to be there? So we need to have the strength to say, yes, I had a good time. It was wonderful. But it's not what I want. I had to give up too many things. I want to be me again. It's the fear then stepping away and officially announce, hey, we're done. It's not going to work out. This is the hardest part. And we, with deep insight, we fear that because we don't know how this person will react to it. And how the rest of the family is going to react to it. So we have the tendency to linger there and be miserable and say, at least I have food on the table. Well, guess what? Even if you leave, you will have food on the table. There will be other people who will support you. And I got that in my own life that somebody just pointed out, yeah, but look what you did in your life. You speak multiple languages. You ran a business from, you didn't know how, you didn't run a business before. You had to start all over. You came into a country and learn new things. You can do it. So we have to put our goal into it and make it into a challenge. It will be a challenge. It will be fearful, but that's okay. That's all right. You can go get over the hump. And we have to work really hard on our goal and make it a priority. Our goal, my goal, your goal, it is personal today. It is what I can do. And it's exactly like the ladies in the basketball team. I'm pretty sure they were told, you're never going to get there.
Oh, of course.
Never going to happen. You're not fast enough or not tall enough, or even then you're too heavy. You know, people point things out because they don't want you to be successful, because they are not successful, or they're successful and they're afraid that you run over them and you're even more successful than them. There is a fear in them too. So the day we arrive on, like you say, the world is chaos. It always has to be. Since the world exists, it's always chaos. People kill each other. People have power trips. And women got killed for, well, they told my mom, me doing hypnosis 100 or 200 years ago, I would have been burned. You know, so we are getting there little by little by insisting we can do that. And the day we're there is exactly that. We are just, don't point out, oh, the first woman or the first black man, or then we just point out this person made it without pointing out the first, you know. That's just normal because this person is suitable, she's intelligent or he's intelligent,
yeah.
And he's made for the, or she's made for the job.
Yeah.
That don't point out any more genders or anything.
Well, I mean, this, what you're talking about is, boy, we could do a whole show on this. But what you're talking about is how the stereotypes in our life hold us back. And in some cases, they don't. I mean, there are stereotypes in life for certain groups of people that move them forward. But what you're really talking about, and this is so important that people know the body of work you do, because 88% of our decision making is from 12% is from the conscious mind, 88% the unconscious mind. And that is really clear as to why not only have you gone beyond what you could do to become a certified clinical hypnotherapist, an NLP master, Reiki, I mean, I could go on, coaching, but you've done this because you've seen the power of what someone can do if they mastered this. And boy, I'm telling you, you know, I was looking at your 21-day program the other day again, and there are things that are outside of our control and things that are in our control. This is what you talk about. But I got to tell you, you also point out to us that we don't know that. We think, right? Like, I am going to control the weather. No, no, I'm not. But if I see a tornado coming, I can control where I am. And let's talk about this, because this is in the world we live in. I don't know about you, Barbara. You went and got support. I went and got support. The message I want to make sure people understand today is they don't need to do this alone, right?
Exactly. Today we are aware of what's going on. And the majority of the people in the world pays attention, even to the children now with the depression. Before, when you were depressed, oh, she's crazy or he's crazy, and then that's it. Today we know what it is, we can handle it, and we can get out of depression. Unless you're born with it, then you need medicine, then it's a chemical imbalance.
Yeah, exactly.
But depression, for example, is we bring it on to ourselves, being in the past, and feel, sounds a little bit cruel, but because we feel sorry for ourselves.
Yes, we do.
We are not where we want to be, and we don't believe in ourselves that we can't get there.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, yes, you can. Start making a plan. Pay attention of what you're thinking. And that's going also through the 21-day program. We learn how to pay attention to our thoughts. So whatever sits in the unconscious mind, through paying attention, being instilled, the unconscious mind can bring up what we're doing, and that's on the quantum level. And that's where the communication starts. And then you have to think, oh, I don't like this. I don't, that's why I behave like this. And then it doesn't need an explanation, all because of my parents or my friends. No, we just let it go. But since we let it go, we need to put something else in there. It's like a computer. That's why I'm asking what you want. And then we concentrate 100% on what I want. It will always creep up a little bit, that thought, oh, but me, but they said. And then you can pay attention. No, they said, but that's not what I said. I want this. And you concentrate on what you want. You again, you're in neutral. You set your mind in neutral. And then you concentrate on your goal, on your thinking, on what you want, and how do you want to get there. See it, feel it, taste it before it happens. It will create an emotional change within you too, towards more self-esteem, confident, happiness. However, this will all change that you know that you're worth. You have to know your own worth, self-worth. And that's what you bring it out in 21 days. I promise. This is, I have proven it. That's then after 21 days, I give you the tool how to maintain, but like a car, sometimes you need to tune up and be reminded. So you just come back or give me a phone call, and I put it your mind in neutral again. And this will, in the beginning, maybe you come after 2 weeks and then later on after a month. And after 1 year, now I hear somebody, you know what, can I just come for a session just to reset my buttons? And that's what it is. And then it gets longer and longer, and suddenly you can do it on your own. It is worth the time to get better. You spend the same time being miserable. So why not change it and make it for the better? And it's not only for your mind, it's body and mind is together. It's for your health. You have a bad thought, you have a bad imagination, your blood pressure just goes up. And that's just what it is. Your body will react. So when you have the power within you and say, hey, no, not with me. And just the breath itself. And the fact that you say, no, with me, I want this. And I'm not paying attention to this person who said something, you just dismiss them. If somebody says something bad to you, you just say, okay, this is your opinion. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. I don't have to take this in. And you let them go.
Yeah. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that we're going to touch upon it in this show, but Barbara's going to talk about a lot more in the next and upcoming shows. And this is something that when you see it in her 21-day program, you're thinking, what? What does she want me to do? Yes. When we come back, we're going to talk about the power of
This
challenges.
it's it yeah this is the thing I want me to do. No, you have to want it to do.
You've got to want to do it. Now, why are we saying that? We're going to take a short break when we come back. How many of you were shocked? Sierra, I wonder if you were. When the injured player, one of the worst knee injuries you could get, on crutches, this woman last night got drafted. How many of you counted her out? She's not going to be able to play for a year, but she got drafted. What does that mean, drafted? She got to be and pecked by a WNBA team. You see, she must be working with Barbara. I don't know. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
See it, feel it, taste it, and live it. Watch Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger, joined by Dr. Pat. Healthy living can begin at any stage in your life. Whether you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or onward, you can begin your journey to ageless living. Choose to keep up with Barbara and live your life to the fullest. Step into the ageless zone. Watch Keeping Up with Barbara every first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And to learn more about Barbara, visit barbarascheidegger.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Wow, you're listening to, I got to tell you, Keeping Up with Barbara, this is her show. I am honored to take this journey with her for as long as I'm invited to do so. Today, Barbara, we are talking about so many things. We're talking about Yes, I Can. We're talking, yes, we've talked about your 21-day program, but yeah, really we're talking about creating positive and change that lasts. But yeah, I want to ask you this question. I mentioned a couple things. I also mentioned this creatively real situation with a woman last night on crutches, one of the worst knee injuries you could get, and she got drafted. And she will not play for a year, but they picked her. And I just want to say, that is an energy it's hard to describe. Can you talk for a minute on what we say to the people that would tell us we can't?
How do you know? So yeah, you know, it's when somebody said you can't, it's to me, it's let me show you how I can do it. It's a commitment. It is taking action, and then it's to be disciplined and accepting change. Discipline is very important. And like I said, also, it's also knowing what you want. Get what you want. I just have to point out, as long as it's legal. So we get over that one, you know. It's just myself, that's like I said, how do you know until you do it? It's impossible. How do you know? Have you tried it? Have you done it? It's like I read the other day something like, we are all in the meeting and we agreed that this project cannot be done. It is impossible. So 2 days later, the person who missed the meeting came in and did it. See? It's conditioning. There's always some way, somehow, we can get there, but it's not going to be an easy way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so I love what you're talking about. You know, they told us we could not develop a player for our network that has video without it costing an incredible amount of money and taking up bandwidth, and none of the hosts on our network would be able to use it. And by the way, I just saw it 2 days ago. And every one of you that have players on your website will be automatically converted to video and it will not take its toll. But we were told it couldn't be done. What is the good news? What did you say earlier? You got to surround yourself with people that tell you you can, right? And yeah, our programmer is like you said, couldn't be done. And then he did it. And it's like, what? He did it.
Yeah.
But see, none of us here that are talking today, I have a lot of support and help.
Yeah.
I'm not here and neither are you because we did this by ourselves. Isn't that why you're here? Isn't that why you're doing what you're doing, being here, doing the show? Because you know that it takes support and help to help another person rise up, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I went back to school to learn that. Everybody can and have a way of making money and just goes to a job and does it. But for me, it's not about just making money. Of course, I have to live a life. But for me, it's the joy to see it worked. I helped someone to step up and say, hey, I can do this. I can make the change. I helped someone to smile today and say, God, I'm grateful today. I'm grateful that I'm able to do this today. That comes also with my program, learning, appreciating, being grateful. If it's just a cup of coffee, if it's just a smile you got from someone else, or anything, just the fact that you wake up in the morning, I am grateful. I lost my sister in last November, November 2nd. October 2nd, she was diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer. And sadly, I have to say the reason for that, it was so late because she was in her 70s, and people always said, "Oh, you're 77 years old, you're supposed to be tired, you're supposed to feel bad." So she got ignored because doctors and people don't live in the ageless zone. So anyway, she passed away November 2nd. It was very fast. And that's what I say. One day you will wake up, and there won't be any more time to do things you've always wanted. Do it now. And that's how Paulo Coelho said that. Do it now. And I saw it on my sister's funeral too. I realized that people came, "Oh, I wanted to do this with her and this with that." And then I stood up and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, do it now. Whoever you love now, tell them you love them. We have those phones today. You leave the home, you don't have to tell somebody, if you have no time to tell someone, I love you. Send a heart, send I love you, send that I'm sorry. Keep that going, what you wanted to do. Don't go with a heavy heart and leave that person. Do it now, because tomorrow it might be too late." So it's time to reflect. What does this person mean to you actually? Okay, you got upset for 5 minutes. You have the right to be upset for 5 minutes. But then you can say, "Look, it happens. I'm sorry. I love you." And if you don't want to say personally, that's why I say take the phone. The technology for that is great today. If you don't have the courage to pick up the phone and tell it by yourself, just send that little emoji. They are cute. They go into your heart. We are very easy and fast to send an insult. But it's so damn hard to say to somebody, "I'm sorry," or "I love you," or "I did a mistake," or "I appreciate what you're doing for me." Not only this, because that person might not be here tomorrow, but you might not be here tomorrow. So what's the legacy you want to be leave behind? What is that going to be? Work on that. What is your legacy going to be? What do you wish would be your last word? And I think through change and through finding your self-worth and love within yourself, self-love, it becomes easier and easier to admit and to make a statement of, "I did wrong," or "I love you," or it becomes quite natural. And I would say after the 21 days and long, and in the long run, that person who had a hard time to say that can do it. And there are things, like I said, in the world we cannot change. We have to accept them as they are. But what we can change within us, start now. Don't wait for the new year. Why waiting for tomorrow? What's wrong with now?
Barbara, thank you so much for today. I know there's much more to come. I know that what you're building now and your message you're bringing out into the world comes after very difficult 4 years for a lot of people. I know you've given this a lot of thought, and there's lots more we're going to be talking about. But I want folks to know they don't have to wait. They just go to your website, click on one of the buttons, and get on your calendar, and they can have a conversation with you, and you can make a plan with them.
Look, absolutely, it's available, but I'm saying if it's not me, it's fine too. Just go and get help. whoever that person you trust, whoever the person you want to talk to, go and talk.
Barbara, thank you so much. For those of you out there, barbarascheidegger.com, SCHEIDEGGER.com, keeping up with Barbara. All you need to do is just Google it. You just go out there, Google it. You'll find keeping up with Barbara everywhere. You'll find it on Spreaker, iTunes, Transformation Network. You'll get to her website very quickly. Just click on the button, take a time and have a conversation with Barbara. Because that's when miracles happen. Barbara, thank you so much. Last question, personal message. What do you want to leave us with today?
Just go and do it.
That's a great way to end the show, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat, Barbara Scheidegger, and lots more to come. One of these days, you're going to hear us do a conversation about why challenges are so powerful. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger. Keeping your body, mind, and life in tip-top shape is not only helping you live a longer life, but a better one. Whether you're in your 50s, 60s, 70s, or onward, you can still create beneficial habits that will help you on your path to ageless living. Choose to keep up with Barbara and live your life to the fullest. Visit barbarascheidegger.com to learn more and listen to her on transformationtalkradio.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.